Yeah, I realized after share last time that the question isn't, Ben's question isn't so much about the Rush and the Rambam. It's simply a good question per se, meaning like this. In other words, the Rambam holds, for instance, that Shini Makom is considered Hare Pasak Achilaso, as he says in Halacha Hei. And Lefikach Mevarach L'mafrei Al Masha Achal. V'choz Mevarach Shniya L'chachila Mashu Tzarech L'achal. Right? But then the Rambam in Halacha Zayin says, Gomer B'libo M'lechol O'melishtos V'achach Nimlach L'chol Lishtos Afal Bishalo Shina Makomo Choz Mevarach. So, the Rambam himself has the halacha that Hesach Hadas only requires a bracha rishona. And so too the Mechaber. The Mechaber is very clear about this. The Mechaber in Kuf Ayin Ches deals with Shini Makom. And that's where he tells you, you have to be Mevarech L'mafreya and be Mevarech B'tchila. Then take a look in Simon Kuf Ayin Ches. He says openly, he says, Gamer Sudaso, Vinutl Yad of Mayam Achronim, Eni Achalecha Velolishtas, Achivech Berzamazan. Okay, Vim Omar, Havlon Vinivrech, Have Heschadas, Vasilolishtas, Elan King Yvorechalov Tchila, Vachila Dina Kishia, La Rosh, da da da. Okay? He says, Afbisha Silek Yadam Alechol, Afilo silko harish shulchan, imratzo lachzo lachilaso, ain't zech varch pamacheres, shekol shlo natal yada, volin stalik legamre meachila. Alright, then Halacha Beis, he talks about it, goes according to the Balabayas. Okay. The point of the matter is that he also has the halacha of Hesach Hadas, a separate idea than Shini Makom. And Hesach Hadas only requires a bracha rishona. It doesn't require a bracha achrona. So that's a question inherently. That's just simply a question. What's the difference between Shini Makom versus Hesach Hadas? Now it happens to be, according to the Rush, he happens to hold, the Rush would never really hold it, there should be two simanim like this. Because he holds Shini Makom is a concept of Hesach Hadas. It's a type of Hesach Hadas. So therefore the same halachas obviously apply. Okay, so it's not an examination of the Rambam versus the Rush. It's not about our svaras about how Shini Makom operates. The question is just a simple question. Namely, why is it that Hesach Hadas doesn't require a bracha achrona? That's the question. And that's a question l'chuli alma. That's simply a question inherently understanding that halacha did not look at Hesach Hadas as Gemara Suda. Not in the same way, as you say, a real Gemara Suda, like according to the Rambam's idea of Shini Makom. Okay? I want to point it out, because I mean it's an important point logically. It's not like a question on a svara. That's the way it was being asked before. It's simply a question understanding the difference per se, what is Hesach Hadas versus something else. Yeah. So the Rambam's Lefikach is perfect. The Rambam's Lefikach is that since the Bracha, there's an entity of Achila, and Makom is part of that entity, so the minute you destroy that, that's it. That's the end of that entity of Achila. Whether it be a Suda, whether it be a Shahakol, I don't care what it is. That's the end of that Cheftza Shel Achila. And that's exactly why it now demands a Bracha Achrona. That's it. It demands a Bracha Achrona. Right, so according to the Rambam, the minute that's over, now you have a chiyuv of bracha achrona. But according to the Rush, that's not true, because he learns that Shini Makom is a Heschadas concept. Oh, so if it's a Heschadas concept, that we know only forfeits Bracha Rishona. Everybody holds that. Even the Rambam holds that. He just doesn't hold Shini Makom's Heschadas, but he does hold that that's what Heschadas, how it operates. Whatever is Heschadas, that's the way it operates. Ah, so Rush learns Shini Makom's Heschadas, as we've explained. And therefore, so that it removes the Bracha Rishona. There's no longer the Matir in operation, because there was Heschadas. Ah, you'll say, what about Bracha Achrona? Right? Yeah. So the point we made last time is correct, that the Heschadas, of course, doesn't inherently affect. Now, Heschadas is not the correct category when evaluating Bracha Achrona. Because Heschadas, because Bracha Achrona works by Sviya. You see, it works by Sviya. So therefore, Heschadas is not a criteria insofar as Bracha Achrona. Now, there's no idea of Heschadas and Bracha Achrona per se. Okay, Ben's question was, well, the way we should frame it now is, yeah, but why doesn't Heschadas end the meal? See, that's a different kind of a question. It's all we're explaining is, why is it that the Bracha Achrona has no problem relating even after Heschadas? The answer is very simple, because that's a question of Sviya. Is he still have an effect of the Achila? So what do I care if it was Heschadas? What do I care? That's a concept of like a matir. That's a question of, can I still utilize something for something else? Now I is mesiach das, so I can't. But as long as I do a bracha achrona, that's a question of sviya. So hesach das is just the wrong kind of criterion by which to evaluate it. But now you can ask a different question, which is, why don't you say that hesach das ends the meal, and since you ended the meal, you should be chayiv in a brachas mazon immediately? You could ask that. But that's a different kind of a question. It's a different kind of a question. Oh, come on. No, according to Rambam, once you had Shini Makom, so that suit is over, now you're chayiv in a bracha achrona. Now, how long can you say that bracha achrona? The answer is, as long as Shlo Nesachel Nesachel Muslim B'meyav. That's, of course, going to everybody. But Heschadas, according to the Rambam, doesn't say that. It's according to the Rambam, when you have Heschadas, it does not say you have to bench immediately. Nobody holds that. It's two separate points. In other words, everyone agrees. There's no one who argues. Everyone agrees, at least from what I see, that Heschadas does not destroy the suda that you're involved in. The chefta shel achila that you're involved in is not destroyed by Heschadas. All it does is, it says that the gavra removed himself from the achila. But it does not say it broke the very chefta shel achila and suda. You like that, you don't like that, that's a different question. But that's what everyone holds. You're still existing, you're still in the framework, the larger framework of the Suda. Even though you removed yourself from the particular Gavra, the Gavra has removed himself from the particular Achil at this moment. So he forfeits the Matia, the Bracha Rishona. Everyone holds that. That's it. Right? There's, according to the Mechaber, what seems to really end it is really being involved in Birchas HaMazon. Which makes sense, according to us, because Birchas HaMazon is really the end of the meal. So that's what he says. Gamar Sadasa, V'natal Yad of Mayim Achronu, Me'yachalecha V'lo Lishtas, Ad Shivarach Birchas HaMazon. Because there's a Mayim Achronim is like Haschalos Berachas Hamazon. You're not allowed to have a hafsek between Mayim Achronim and Berachas Hamazon. So it's already you engaged in a Maisa that initiates Berachas Hamazon. I'm not giving you an exact definition here. I'm just giving a basic description. But Havlam V'Nivrach is just Haschadas. That's just an intent to do something. But that just means I'm not eating anymore. Okay, enough. I've eaten enough. All right, let's bench already. That does not yet break the Chefta Shel Suda.
So if you want to eat.
Yeah. See, according to Rambam, you see, when you have Shini Makom, that's the very substance of the Suda. That's the very entity of Suda. That's not about the Gavra. About whether he has intent to continue eating or not. You are simply been posek and oker the whole Suda completely, essentially, substantially. So that's it. That's over. Now the meal's over. That to the Rambam is just as good as saying, well, you know, actually starting the, you know, whatever, doing Mayim Achronim. It's exactly the same thing. That's not just that's not Heschadas. And that's why you see the Rambam himself has an idea of Heschadas, and he holds it only takes away the Bracha Rishonah.